Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Bonnie Johnson, owner of Beatniks on Conkey in Hammond, and Peggy Glennie, who is directing a show for the Hammond Community Theater. And both ladies are board members of Hammond Community Theater, a local nonprofit. And welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Bonnie, you've been here before to talk about activities at Beatniks on Conkey. Mm-hmm. You do some really fun things there.
We keep a very full schedule.
You do. You have comedy acts. You have a variety.
We have variety shows. We have music shows. We have a play every other month. Mm-hmm. And Hammond Community Theater is our resident community theater company, and so they do quite a few shows there, about four of them. So
that's great. Well, and speaking of which, one of them is opening this week.
This Friday, right.
This Friday.
February 8th.
And the winner is, that's the name of it.
That is the title.
Okay, so Peggy, you're the director of the show. Why don't you tell us about it?
It was written by Mitch Albom, who wrote Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's it's a comedy about a middle-aged actor who is finally nominated for an Academy Award. He's a movie star, and he dies the day of the ceremony.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he ends up in this Irish bar, which has no booze, and he's met by this...
That's worse than missing out on the Academy
Award.
So, almost.
And he's greeted by Seamus, who is kind of the barkeeper there.
I see.
Who is Irish leprechaun-y type of thing. So as he's trying to figure out where he is, and he doesn't realize he's dead, and then his agent shows up, and his acting rival shows up, and then his mistress shows up in the bar, and they're all dead.
And what happened?
Yeah.
Was there an earthquake?
Well, it was a shellfish.
That's, shellfish.
They all ate the shellfish. So.
I see.
And so they end up in the bar, and they... One goal they all have, they want to go to the Oscars because his acting rival is also nominated, same category, Best Supporting Actor, for the same movie, The Wind and the Fury. So they both played Civil War soldiers. Mm-hmm. And so the Act Two takes place at the Oscars. Seamus is able to get them back to the Academy Awards, and he goes with them.
Okay. So,
and I'm his wife.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm actually in the show.
She is, yes.
Yeah. Well, you do wear many hats.
I do. I do.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a fun show. How many performances will you be doing of it?
We will be doing six, Friday and Saturday evenings, February 8th and 9th, 15th mm-hmm. and 16th, and those shows start at 8 p.m., mm-hmm. and Sunday matinees, the 10th and the 17th at 2 p.m.
Good. And so how long has Beatniks on Conkey been around?
We are actually just celebrated our 11th anniversary there. So, yeah, we've been there a while.
So you have a good following then, I would think.
Pretty good, yeah. And it's a nice theater, too. It's very intimate, mm-hmm. and we only have three rows of seating, mm-hmm. nice big comfortable chairs, so... Mm. It's a good idea to get reservations there.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bonnie, you have another presentation coming up later in February.
Correct. The following weekend after this one closes, mm-hmm. the 23rd and mm-hmm. the 24th of February, we are doing The Vagina Monologues mm-hmm. by Eve Ensler. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it as a fundraising event for Haven House, which is a shelter in Hammond for victims of domestic abuse.
Well, it's an appropriate work for that particular nonprofit.
Yes.
You've done vagina monologues at Beatniks on
Yes, Conkey actually, this is the 11th time our theater has put this on, coincidentally.
And do you have the same cast every
time? No, no. And if anyone's ever seen the vagina monologues before, which most everybody has seen it several times, and you can keep seeing it over and over again because the cast always changes.
Right.
And some of the bits that we do, the monologues, do change a little bit. And if the actor's different, it comes out different. So, mm-hmm. So it's always a little bit different show.
Yeah.
Plus, we have an auction with that production, all to raise money for Haven House. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's a really good event.
Yeah, that's good that you're part. It's wonderful to create collaborations between entities, I think.
Yes.
In the arts. You help. You can cross-market. You draw from one another's pools of support and create new support and find all kinds of wonderful synergies. So that's good. Well, great. Well, good luck with And the Winner Is. That sounds like a great show.
It's hysterical.
It's funny. Yeah,
yeah.
Very
we
fun.
Have Mark Reiser, who's a high school art teacher in Highland, uh-huh. and Dean Johansson plays Seamus, and they just steal the show.
They
oh, that's
do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Great. And good luck with the Vagina Monologues as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for both for coming in to talk to us today. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.